Welcome, dear listeners. Please join us on a gently spooky meditative visualization journey, a special way for you to personally participate and experience the adventures through the empty rooms of Gorski Manor. This is a spiritual journey, so please do not listen while driving. To begin, find a cozy place in your home or garden to relax. It could be a comfy chair, a corner nook, even on your stairs. See what place calls to you. Light a lovely candle. Burn your favorite incense. You can also hold a labradorite crystal within your hand, as this crystal is a wonderful spiritual traveling companion, and it will assist you on each and every journey. It will also hold and remember the energy of all you learn and experience within it, creating a great personal magic on your visits to Gorski Manor. Please feel free to come back and journey as many times as you desire. Start each new journey from the ending of the last one. Exciting insight just for you. Many emotions will appear and flow like the night wind through you within each journey. Calmness, strength, companionship, clarity, excitement for the unknown, what you may be searching for, so many feelings to feel. You may also enjoy a lovely releasing of tension and things that no longer serve you within your daily world. Close your eyes. Feel yourself here in your cozy place. Now, let's get comfortable. First, within your body. Wiggle, stretch, gently settle into you. Notice you are really, truly here. Here in this present moment. Physically alive upon dear Mother Earth, always connected to her energy. Feel her gravity holding you safe, grounded, and rooted. Send your roots down from your feet, down to her to return her loving hug. Next, take a few deep breaths. Breathe down deep into your belly, all the way in. Hold for a moment and then release. Take another breath. Relax. Go deep into your breath within your body. Now let's feel to the universe, endless celestial energies from above, Grandmother Moon, Father Sun, our family of planets, traveling together in our endless circle, home spiraling across the mystical Milky Way. Feel them all sending endless energies down to you. Feel into your inner universe, your thoughts, your intuitions, connecting outwards yet inwards, connecting to other realms and dimensions. Connecting to your higher self, who is always with you, offering guidance through your emotions, eternal wishes and companionship for you to be happy. Place your hands upon your heart and feel all these wonderful energies filling you up here in your center, expanding this energy to every little part of your body, expanding this energy out into your beautiful aura. Universal energy from above, earthly energy from below, flowing into you, mixing together with your lovely, brilliant energy, creating a delicious alchemy potion for and of you. And with one more deep cleansing breath, find yourself standing in front of the garden wall of Gorski Manor. The manor itself looms tall and solid behind you. Follow the wall to its corner and see your ladder-back chair is there against the stone wall waiting for you. Walk over to it, greet it warmly, and sit with perfect comfort upon its seat. Feel for your divine center cord and tie it firmly to your waist. This cord will keep you safely tethered to the chair and will assist you in your quick return when the journey is over. You are going to visit your personal, private sovereignty hall. This is a special place where you are the ruler of your domain. A very special place indeed. Within its walls, you can meet anyone and anything you would like to learn more about, to form a deeper connection to, or understand them more deeply, why they do and act the way they do on their paths, which has crossed your path. Today you will meet a few colors of interest to you. They will share deep insight, insight you will be able to use throughout your life when they appear. You will choose three colors that you would like to meet and write them on a piece of paper. These are colors that are dear to you. You will find you can write as you journey. This is the lovely spiritual skill of automatic writing. So much is shared in a journey that it may be hard to remember. Enjoy nurturing this skill. Or you can record your experience as it progresses. Now take a deep breath and think to the colors of the spectrum. How are they manifesting for you? As a rainbow? As a prism shining on a wall? As a swirling color mist? As you sit on your chair, the first color to choose is the color of you, your skin color. Look to your hand and ask your color for its color name. Now write it down. Think of this color and ask it to manifest itself into something. It could be an animal, a potato, a tree, or the wind. It will show itself as it wants you to see it. Don't think. Just write down whatever the first thing is that you see. Next, choose your favorite color. Write it down. And again, ask it to manifest itself into something. Write the first thing that pops into your awareness. And one more time, choose one more color that holds interest to you. Write it down. Again, ask it to manifest itself into something. Write the first thing that pops into your awareness. A lovely, lovely sharing. Remember, you are still sitting beside the garden wall at Gorski Manor. Stand up and close your eyes. Send out your spiritual feelers. Turn this way and that and feel for the direction that pulls, the direction you must go. For you seek your sovereignty hall. It is waiting for you. Open your eyes and walk in the direction that has called you. Enjoy this discovery. Wander where you must go. There it is, there right before you. What does your hall look like? Is it grand as a castle? Cozy as a thatched cottage? Modern, made of steel? A childhood fairy tale place? Or a sentimental place from your past? Walk to the door and notice that there are two windows on each side of this door. Open the door and once inside, close the door securely and look to see before you your sovereignty hall. A wonderful place, a wonderful room. It is amazing, decorated so pleasing and comforting just for you. On the far side of this room, a room that could be large and grand or small and cozy, there is your throne of some sort that waits upon a pedestal of stairs. This is your throne, your high seat. Walk over to your throne and sit upon it. Take in this room and watch the door. How do you feel? Can you feel your power and your contentment? Take a few deep breaths to get centered, grounded, and familiar with this seat. It is created for a most perfect fit. Soon the colors will enter through the door. Watch carefully. They may pass across the window. Notice how they enter, how they act, where they go and what they do, how they come to greet and stand before you. There is deep meaning within each and every action and movement. Greet them warmly and ask what more they wish to share with you about why they manifested as they did and what their color holds for just you. Something you will be able to work with and use in this your current life. After each color's visit is completed, thank them, but ask them to leave. Be sure the door is closed firmly when they exit. Then your next color guest will arrive. Enjoy this magical visit. A bell will toll when it is time to return. It is time to return. Take a deep cleansing breath. Whisper your thank you to the colors for their sharing, for their visit. Leave your throne with peace and appreciation. Walk out of your sovereignty hall, close and lock the door firmly. Return to the edge of the Gorski Manor garden to your ladder-backed chair. Sit upon it and untie your divine center cord. Thank the manor for its continued welcome to you and all that was shared on this journey. Take one more deep cleansing breath and find yourself back here within your home, back here in your dear cozy place. Open your eyes when you are ready. Feel refreshed and energized from what you have just experienced. Be sure to journal your journey as these memories naturally fade away quickly. If you enjoyed this visualization journey, sharing a heart of appreciation here with the manor will bring us great joy. Blessings and hugs, dear listeners.